The cryptocurrency market is a challenge for brokers because there are only so many insurers that are willing to look at it. But the market is beginning to open up a bit more, according to Jonathan Reiner, an executive vice president at RT Specialty, who works out of Chicago, Illinois. Reiner said insurers are trying to educate themselves on crypto, and he believes there could be more carriers that soon want to insure crypto companies. Reiner was at the Plus conference earlier this month in San Diego, California, where he spoke with Insurance Journal's Don Jurgler about the market.
Can you talk about the crypto market and what insurance professionals should know about it?
Sure. In general, it's from a D&O, E&O, cyber perspective, it's a pretty hard market. There's very few insurance carriers that are interested in writing coverage for crypto or blockchain-based companies. Typically, it's because they're not familiar with how crypto works or the exposures that might arise out of it, as well as the regulatory environment. It's certainly a challenge for brokers just because there are only so many insurers that are willing to look at it. Right now, the market's beginning to open up a little bit more. The insurance companies are trying to educate themselves by doing a lot of conference calls with clients, letting the clients, you know, educate them on what their product offering is, and then hopefully that continues to move in a trend where insurance companies want to insure crypto or blockchain-based companies.
Well, what makes crypto tough to place?
It's the uncertainty, you know, it's the regulatory environment or lack thereof. You know, typically there has to be, you know, some industry precedent, right? And there just isn't as much. So that's been the biggest challenge and hurdle.
Well, do you see any regulations in this sector that insurance professionals should maybe be paying attention to?
Sure. All of them. You know, it's certainly the regulatory environment isn't developed, I think, is part of the challenge. As an insurance broker, especially in financial lines, D&O, E&O, it's our job to educate ourselves on what's going on in the regulatory environment. Most importantly, from the insurance company side of things, it's important for them to educate themselves because, you know, they're the ones, you know, insuring the risks.
We have a lot of agent and broker readers and viewers. How would you recommend that they, if they wanted to get into crypto, wanted to specialize in that, how would you recommend they go about that? And what should they keep in mind if they are going to do this?
Sure. I would say keep in mind partnering with a wholesaler or an expert, somebody who can help guide you through what the marketplace looks like. One of the big, hurdles we've seen is oftentimes a retail insurance broker might have limited or no expertise in the crypto space. They might have a relationship at an opportunity, and they completely under ballpark what the cost might be or what the coverage might look like. The private company D&O marketplace right now, in general, is pretty soft. So I think a lot of retailers have gotten very comfortable with assuming that pricing is going to be incredibly cheap and terms are going to be extensive. When it comes to the crypto marketplace, that just isn't the case. It's because it's a narrower playing field from the insurance company side. There aren't that many carriers in it. The carriers that are doing it are excluding a lot of, you know, things and charging a lot of money for it. So I would say I would caution the retail brokers that are targeting that business to make sure they know the landscape before they go after it. There's obviously a lot of emerging companies in the blockchain and crypto field. Because of that, there's more opportunities out there for retail brokers. I wouldn't say that there's necessarily a ton of specialization across the board. There's certain retail brokers that seem to have a little bit more comfort in it. And because of that, clients are gravitating towards them naturally.